This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Cab on Air, a program where we talk about the hot topics that we see at Cab. Citizens Advice Bureau, your rights and how you can get help to support you and your whānau.
With International Pride Month approaching in June, we're going to be talking about support for our LGBTQIA plus community with Qtopia, a community organisation based in Christchurch. We're really lucky in that we have two guests with us today. Welcome Sydney and welcome Emma.
Thank you.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. So what we'd love to know first is a bit about your background in Qtopia and what made you get involved in the organisation. So Sydney, give us a bit of a history.
Yeah, kia ora. Called Sydney Wong Toku Ingwa. My name's Sydney. My pronouns are he, him, but also just any with respect. My history with Qtopia actually started off as a member. So when I was still early on in my, I suppose, a journey in trying to come to terms with my identity, you know, I found a lot of, felt quite lost. You know, there weren't a lot of resources, there weren't a lot of services available in Ōtautahi in Christchurch for, queer rainbow people to really seek help and services that will help them sort of understand themselves a bit better. So when I moved down from Lower Hutt, so that's where I'm from Lower Hutt to Christchurch, I was very lucky to have Qtopia, which was back then it was still quite small, it was a social group. And, I had the opportunity to meet our wonderful managing director, Alice, who managed the group, and also Jen, who's the health lead at the moment. So, yeah, but in terms of the history of Qtopia, it's actually been around for over 25 years.
Oh, wow.
So it's got quite a long history. It's, in terms of our city's rainbow heritage, you know, it's been a very big part of that. So many of the current board members and also people who are involved in the community have been either part of Qtopia, either on the board, either as members themselves, or, you know, have interacted or supported each other. Start off very small as a coffee group and, you know, over time, over the last 25 years, it has slowly increased. And, you know, we've realised that there is a real need in terms of supporting our rainbow communities, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But yeah, so it's been around for a long time and hopefully will be around for a bit longer. But really our purpose here is to not only support, educate, but also celebrate our rainbow communities in Christchurch.
Did you start off as a kind of, you said you started off in a coffee shop, so was that kind of the idea of just getting together and having chatting, or was it always the idea that there would be a kind of support and something would grow out of it?
I can't say what happened 25 years ago, but when I went as a member, as a youth member, really, what I wanted to do was connect with other people. So, you know, as a rainbow person, as someone who's an ethnic minority, so my family's from Hong Kong, so I'm of Cantonese descent, you know, it's in Christchurch, it's very difficult to find spaces, you know, where people, let alone share my, you know, my experiences, but also like there are very little spaces for queer and ethnic people to be themselves. So that's what I wanted. I wanted to connect with other people. I wanted to be able to network and actually learn not only about myself, but also communities and also what support and services were available.
Awesome. And Emma, what about you?
Kia ora, ko Emma Taku Ingoa. My pronouns are she, they. My connection with Qtopia started about 3 years ago, where as part of a previous role I was in community health, supporting people to access primary health care. I used to go along to the groups once a month and just be there for people to chat to. And then we used to take referrals to support folks into accessing gender-affirming health care. And then a couple of years ago decided to put my hand up for the board and have been on the board ever since, and that's been my main involvement since then. So yeah, that's my we intro into Qtopia.
Awesome. And so is Qtopia a trust?
It's a, you said as a trust. We have society members.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So quite a journey from coffee shop to being a trust and having a board. And
yes, we were incorporated in 2002, so it's been around since then. Before then.
So are you able to tell us some of the issues that the LGBTQIA plus community face in Canterbury?
So I think, you know, that's a really tough question. Like, you know, even just thinking about recently in terms of the, you know, the rise of the extreme right, you know, in terms of extreme fundamentalist ideals, in terms of, you know, about people's very personal things, like in terms of their gender or their, you know, their sexuality, you know, it's quite obvious, you know, just looking at the media right now, what sort of issues are being faced by our, you know, very diverse communities. So just really just going back to the basics, you know, at the moment within our society, even though we are quite free and open, you know, in terms of the, in terms of legislation, in terms of laws, you know, we are able to express ourselves, you know, we are, in some cases, we are free from discrimination in terms of our gender, you know, sexuality or even sex characteristics at birth. So in terms of, you know, the sort of medical treatment that a lot of infants or newborns, you know, depending on their sex characteristics, you know, there's a lot of issues in terms of sort of forced medical care, trying to sort of conform, you know, children or conform young people or even adults into a particular way that we view the world in terms of what it means to, what is the default gender, what is default sexuality, what is default sex characteristics. So even at the very fundamental level, there is still a lot of, so what we call like whakamā, so shame, in terms of being able to truly accept yourself and also, you know, live your authentic lives, really. So, you know, at that fundamental level, it's coming out. So for a lot of rainbow people, it's very difficult to come out of this metaphorical closet that's not only constructed by themselves, but also by society. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have the services that we have. And also that's why we really want to increase representation so that people can see themselves not only in their communities, but also in the media, in discourses, in community leadership, you know, those sort of things.
So representation.
Representation is very important, but also it's the those sort of diverse perspectives are really needed in different facets of life, you know, in, you know, governance, in businesses, in education. You know, it's quite important that we see that there are different ways and that there are diverse ways to express yourself in a safe way.
I think visibility has always been a really important part of our community. And at the moment, with what's been happening with these far-right groups that Sydney mentioned, it's making visibility a little bit challenging. We've got people feeling quite unsafe to be themselves, to be rainbow at the moment, particularly our trans whānau. So that's something that Christchurch and wider New Zealand's navigating at the moment.
Is that a more recent issue? Because just looking over kind of the past, let's say 20 years, is this kind of the far right and trans, is this, would you say, a more recent issue, or do you feel it's always been there, but now it's...
I think it's always been there. It just seems very in our face at the moment and very loud across the globally, actually, and some of that filters through to Aotearoa. Yeah, it's disappointing for some of our older folks in our community. Feels like we're taking steps backwards on issues that they've fought hard for in the past.
Yeah. Do you feel like New Zealand, so in one hand, New Zealand's quite kind of open and and accepting, and then in the other hand, not so much. So it's a...
Yeah, so it's a, you know, it's an interesting space we are in. So in terms of legislation, in terms of laws, we're a very liberal society. But what I've heard, so through my work, you know, working in the communities, talking to people, is that, you know, a lot of people coming to Aotearoa are feeling like they're going back into the closet. And, you know, I think for us, particularly in Christchurch, you know, we actually have a lot of over the last couple of years, particularly what's happened on, you know, during the attacks on the mosque, you know, it's sort of really revealed this underbelly of hate.
Mm.
And, you know, there's been a lot of work in terms of improving social cohesion, you know, but that's just, what's that done is that it's actually revealed a lot of the, you know, the hatred. You know, there's a lot of resentment towards the sort of social progress that we've made, you know, towards this more liberal society. So it's, I think it's difficult, but that's why we're here. That's why we, you know, it takes a lot of courage to even come out and sit here and be able to talk about our identities quite freely. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage for our members to even, you know, go to these groups, you know, to seek help. Because, you know, I remember when I was a youth member, it took me weeks. You know, I mulled over, you know, do I want to put myself in danger in terms of going to a group with, like, you know, a group of people that I don't know, you know, what sort of experience am I going to have? You know, are people going to target me? But, you know, it's just, we are stronger together, and that's why visibility, as Inna said, is so important.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what kind of support and help Qtopia provides.
Yeah, well, a lot of people think that it's just our social groups, and for a long time it was, it did start as that, but it's so much more, and I'm probably going to miss things out because there's so much that our that our staff do. And I think Sydney and I didn't mention that we're co-chairs of the board of Qtopia. So, yeah, all our services are essential to our community, and Qtopia plays such a vital role in extending that manaakitanga and support to our community. So we do have our weekly social groups, which used to be aimed at rangatahi, but are now an all-ages event. And what we're seeing every week is an increasing number of older folks attending, which just shows what support they're needing on their journey of gender recognition or just being who they are in a safe space. Another big part of Qtopia is our peer support service. So that's delivering peer support to our trans, gender diverse and gender questioning folks. And that is support that they access through their GP to get referred, accessing funds from the Trans Wellness Package. So that's really exciting. Our staff that are working in that space are just doing really life-changing and often life-saving work with these people. And we're in an exciting stage of expansion at the moment. We're currently interviewing for a couple more peer support workers, so that's great.
Oh, great.
We provide a lot of professional development and education around rainbow and gender diverse competencies across a range of sectors, health, social services, education, government, business, so often being approached to deliver education and resources. So just in the last 3 years, we've delivered workforce development to over 15,000 people across organisations, so that's just gives you a little glimpse into how busy our staff are.
And how important do you feel that is?
Oh, I think it's vital. Our education and our advocacy is, all of our services are vital in different ways, but it starts with knowledge and understanding and a willingness to learn so that other places are providing safe rainbow care to our community. So we're also contracted with Pegasus Health, so we've got one of our staff as Jennifer as a Rainbow People Health and Wellbeing Advisor. So she does a lot of work in medical practices, providing education and training to GPs, nurse practitioners, medical receptionists. And, yeah, through, I guess, competency workshops, which is great. So that's delivered through webinars or large group education sessions. Yeah, and then our advocacy, individual levels, group levels, helping write submissions to Parliament. I think the last one I can think of was around the conversion practices bill that was before Parliament. Just whatever it takes for our community. Celebration. So through our events, I think one of our highlights as Qtopia is our Pride Ball, which we have during Pride Week, which is an alcohol and drug-free event. And we have usually 600 plus people attending that. So it's an exciting, fun, alcohol and drug-free night where we just dance and celebrate. Yeah, and I guess the other thing that might be a common misconception is that although our main mahi is in Christchurch, we do cover all of the South Island. So our staff do get approached by other regions wanting support, and we'll travel to help them set up their own social groups and get them off the ground.
Yeah. And are you kind of the only organisation at the moment in Christchurch that kind of provides that level of support, or would you say there are other groups that would be important to mention?
Yeah, so we're a very diverse community. So, you know, Qtopia, so we are based in Christchurch. We service Christchurch, but there are also nationally based Rainbow organisations. So, for example, there's Rainbow Youth, there's Outline, and also Inside Out. So, like, you know, each of those different organisations really have a different, in terms of their focus, their kaupapa, in terms of, like, you know, what they're trying to achieve, you know, to support our Rainbow community. So, for example, Outline provides anonymous service, so people can call and actually talk to someone to, you know, if they're going through any struggles or if they have any questions, you know, to be able to talk to someone in a safe space. And also Inside Out, they deliver a lot of services in terms of educating schools, so running sort of similar to what we do with our education program, so like going to schools and, you know, being able to make sure that the schools are being able to deliver, you know, educating Aurangatahi in a safe way. But yeah, so I would say that we are quite unique in that we, our focus has always and will always be for Christchurch and the South Island. You know, we are massive advocates for, you know, really championing our lived experiences here, because, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, for us as a small charity, so as we, as Emma said, we do a lot of work on a very small staff, like, you know, we're three employees, hopefully a few more, you know, we on the board, we're volunteers, we do a lot of work, so maybe we do about 5 to 10 hours normally a week of unpaid work just to support our communities. And, you know, a lot of the nationally focused groups, of course, their focus is national, whereas we want to focus on the needs based on what we experience and the people that we know and our communities. So,
another service that's just been operating for about a year, and or just over a year, in Ōtautahi is Moana Bā. So aiming support for Pasifika folks in the Rainbow community. So that's exciting. We've just been watching them grow and develop more and more. So that's a really safe space for our Pasifika whānau. I guess I didn't mention our volunteers for our social groups, our weekly social groups. We couldn't do it without our volunteer base. Oh,
where would we all be without our volunteers?
So special mention to them who turn up and give back every week. Mm.
So just talking about volunteers and trying to support organisations like yourselves, how can people get involved with Qtopia and how can they support you in the work that you do?
Yep, so there are many ways to be involved. So, like, you know, the most basic level is to be an effective ally. You know, if you see examples of hate, if you see examples of transphobia or homophobia, or, you know, more broadly, just hate towards our Rainbow communities, call it out. You know, tell people that it's not cool. You know, and also just support and just be kind to the people around you, because really, we don't know what people are going through. We can't make assumptions about people's sort of identities. So, you know, as basic as just being able to introduce yourself, you know, and share your pronouns is a good way to say that, hey, this is a way that I support our communities. And also it means that we make less assumptions about, you know, people. In terms of how you can be involved with our organisation, so, you know, at the basic level, feel free to come along to our social groups. So they happen every Wednesday. You know, the details are online, so we can share that, you know, online through Instagram and Facebook. You can also become a volunteer. So what we do is that, you know, because we are working with vulnerable people, we do have very...
Stringent,
that's the right word, stringent sort of onboarding process. So, you know, if you want to work with, you know, people from the communities and really come along and support these social groups, we have volunteer intake sessions throughout the year. So at the moment we're running about 2, and really that's just trying to, you know, understand your people a bit more, understand their motivations, learn a bit more about our values as a organisation, but also how to do things in a safe way, you know, what sort of... you know, mental health needs or what sort of health and safety risks might there be at social groups. And, you know, so it's just a, you know, I think it's a great opportunity, you know, in terms of volunteering, in terms of contributing back to our communities. You know, and also from I guess, for us as a small charity, so as we've always really struggled in terms of finances working year to year because our focus has been so specific on Christchurch and the South Island, it just means that we don't have the national breadth that a lot of other rainbow organisations have. So, you know, if there are, you know, funding opportunities, if you do have that spare $5 to $10, you know, that can really change lives and, you know, a very direct way to change lives. So, yeah, please feel free to get in touch with us if you have any, if you'd like to sponsor us, if you'd like to support aspects of our services. We're also happy to take donations and through our Patreon, through our, so the best way to reach us really is through our Instagram and also through Facebook. But also, if you want to step it up in terms of, you know, gaining new experiences in terms of governance, you know, we are always looking for board members, so people to support the organisation from that governance level. So what we are really missing at the moment is really having those sort of policy and also financial skills. So if you are, you know, if you'd like to support us in terms of, you know, we're always looking for people with those skills. You know, we're advertising for a treasurer at the moment, you know, so that we can just continue providing services to our communities.
Perfect. So the best way to contact you guys is through social media?
Yep, so, through social media. So we're quite active on Instagram. And also we, you know, we also post all our events on Facebook. So that's probably just the best way to see where things are. Just and then at the moment, our website is having a bit of a renovation. So, yeah, the best way to contact us really is through Instagram. Feel free to comment, connect, but also share our content. And, yeah, please reach out. If you require any support, please feel free to come to our social groups. But also, you know, if you are on this journey, you know, in terms of wanting to, you know, journey of gender recognition and wanting to access our services, please feel free to reach out to your GP. Yeah, anything else?
Yeah, we just want people to know that we are here to provide support. No question is too big or small. And yeah, just tautoko what Sydney said, just please reach out.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming. It's been amazing to have you guys here and learn a bit more about what you do and how people can support the community and be part of the community. So thank you. Great, really appreciate
thank you.
It.
Cool. Thank you.
Kia ora.
So if you need help or support and would like to talk to someone in Qtopia, the best way, as they said, to reach them was via Instagram. Their Instagram handle is at Qtopia.nz, and we'll put up some links on our website. They also have a really great Facebook presence, and you can, if you look on their Facebook, you can see some of the really great photos and events that they've done. For example, Christchurch Pride Week, which was organised by Christchurch Pride. Just a reminder that this show and all our shows can be found as a podcast. Just head on over to the Plains FM website and tune in next month when we talk to our guest from AMWA, Aotearoa Multicultural Women's Association. Kia ora, thank you for listening. Until next time.